Most people find kittens and puppies irresistible, including our commentator, Daniel Pinkwater.
I have to tell you about the happiest being I have ever encountered. His name is Puggik, and he is an Inuit dog from Arctic Canada. It seems these people we know, who keep a sled team of Malamutes and an ancient timber wolf who's retired from the National Zoo, have been making trips up to Baffin Island to ride around on dog sleds and eat seals and more or less offer themselves as potential snacks for polar bears. This time, they brought home three of the local dogs, two of them with Puppy. They planned to add the adults and maybe a couple of puppies to their Malamute team and find homes for the remaining pups. Of course, they didn't plan on 16 puppies, which is how many they got. Life for a genuine working sled dog in the Arctic is hard and short. If a dog can't contribute, it dies. The Inuit dog handlers have no time for sentiment. Dogs get fed every other day, and if they meet a polar bear, it's up to them to make the best deal they can. You'd think generations of this sort of experience would produce a sullen or standoffish sort of dog. But when Jill and I flew like an arrow to see the puppies, this is what we found. Puggik, a very sturdy and athletic dog with a shining, humorous expression around the eyes, was having some exercise, bounding around the yard when we arrived. Immediately, he engaged me in conversation. "Hey," he said, "is this Florida or what? I can't believe this place. We get fed each and every day. We don't do any work to speak of. Haven't seen a bear since we got here. And look at this. This is a doghouse. When it rains, I just go under here and I don't get rained on. Can you beat it? And look at this. This is a tree. Look what I can do. This is some kind of resort, right?" Jill had brought along some of her secret weapon for winning the hearts of dogs, peanut butter-flavored dog biscuits. She slipped one to Puggik. "Peanut butter? You've got peanut butter here? I can't believe it. I don't even know what peanut butter is. This place is great." I took a lot of pictures of Puggik. I don't know how many will come out because he was in constant motion. One of the things he likes to do is fly or float. As massive and powerful as he is, he can drift up into the air and land on the roof of his doghouse as lightly as if he were filled with helium. It must be magnificent to see a bunch of these guys pulling a sled. I don't have to tell you that Jill picked out a puppy. Naturally. What did you think?
Daniel Pinkwater, Jill, and the puppy live in New York's Hudson River Valley.